Okay, good, good, good. We finally done it. Oh, my God. We have not only done it, but we've done it and got away with it to some extent. Beautiful, beautiful. Who else is on the line out there? Let's see, who you got around you here? This is our first chance to really converse here.
Good, I like to see him moving around. I like to see a lot of movement. A little more movement over there. Come on, people, mill around for Christ's sake.
Got some moving.
I haven't seen much movement here. I've seen this, it looks like you people are going from one class to the next.
That's about moving
around a little. Let's do it. In fact, move little if you can't move big.
Yeah. After all, any move will do.
Christ almighty, people, get up. You're...
Hey,
Hugh.
Do you know what I realized watching a lot of this stuff go on here for the last day or so? The head, man, now listen to this. This is a real exclusive. The head has become fat.
It's terrible news. The head is the only hope of this nation and most of the world. If they start getting that lax, Sanpaku, complete Sanpaku, brown rice will stop it. Brown rice. Feed the head brown rice. And the head becomes fatter. And fatter. The stomach has been overworked so many years. The head is tired. The spine is getting hard. And deep inside the cellular dance, a new direction is being fired on an anvil of will or won't. The head has become fat. Now, what do you think of that? The head has become fat. Now, what do you think of that?
The stars tell the story, they glisten, listen. Thank you. listen, listen. The Hassler just fell over and hit his head on the floor. Listen to the solid thump, 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 thump.
See, you're up in the Palapa shack. Shack, shack, shack. And a telegram comes and says, the jig is up. Come back. They're on to you. And so you go out the edge of the Palapa shack because the jungle's right there. And you move off into the jungle. And you decide it's going to be paranoid anyway, folks. So you might as well take 25 bennies and really get out there and do it all, because you know how it is when you're kind of not off bennies and you're out there in the woods, and they've already put federales on the streets, and they've arrested two heads who they thought was you, and you're out in the jungle alone trying to duck the chinches, taking 25 bennies, and all of a sudden, way up in the highway hills, you run into a little woodcutter about 4 feet tall and brown. And he's coming from the mountain down. And you want to sit for a minute and sing to him with a guitar, because you've come a long way and carried it long far, and it'd be nice. But there's this human ice that's grown in between, and you can't do it. At least as clean as you'd like to. So he goes on by, and you're running through the jungle, 25 bennies, scared and high, and you begin to fall off a cliff and realize you can't exactly do that. You can only fall down, and if you grab a hold, you can keep from hitting hard enough at the bottom. And finally, when you get down at the bottom of the dip, you find there exactly what you were looking for, a little pool where you could take a bath, and there's this same little Mexican woodcutter right down there at the bottom, and he's shy. And when he gets up out of the water, he holds his hands over his crotch and walks. And you still kind of want to play the guitar with him, but you don't. You just sit there and you stare into the water, and finally the little Mexican, he goes on, and you go on, and a little ways down further, you see him again, and he's sitting on a rock. And he's just looking in the water, and he's fishing, and you still want to play the guitar with him, but you can't make it. And you go on, and you realize that you're given three chances to have your wishes come true, but you got to take them. And while I was up there in the Mexican jungle, I'll tell you some of the songs I wrote. You ready for him?
Yeah.
Okay. This came after I just got a thing from Mountain Girl after her trial up here when the judge, speaking, the judge, he says, you're just a tarnished Galahad. A tarnished Galahad. Right. The judge, he says that. I get that in a clipping from the States. Have you ever had anybody tell you you was a tarnished Galahad? Well, I wrote this song. That's mighty loud, ain't it? He goes down to 5 pesos from $5,000, down to the dregs from a lip smacking phone, down to a dope fiend from a prize winning scholar, down to a hut from a 5-acre home. What used to be called a real promising talent, what used to be known as a likable lad, now I'm hounded and hunted by the laws of 2 countries and judged to be only a tarnished Galahad. Tarnished Galahad, did your sword get busted? Tarnished Galahad, there's no better name. So keep running and hiding till the next time you're busted and locked away to suffer your guilt and shame. Tarnished Galahad, did your sword get rusted? Tarnished Galahad, there's no better name. So keep running, and this is while I was running and hiding, till the next time you're busted and locked away to suffer your guilt and shame. That gives you some idea of what was going on this summer. Now tell me what's been happening with you, Hugh.
The Jungle Bennies. Listen, the Jungle Bennies is wild. 25 of them running through there without a smile.
Well, you can keep it up for some time, but not all the time. Hey, you, gotta keep running out of here. The chinches on my arms and the palm trees up there are trying to make some kind of sense to me, saying, keep going, keep going, because they're back in the town. They're waiting for you, looking for you. You got all the time. There's a cop on every corner. There's a cop in every street.
In a place full of bats.
The Catskills are just saying, did you know that Mexico is planning to invade Louisiana?
Sores on both ankles.
So why don't you sit down? Hold the microphone carefully against your nose. No, you can lay down, probably even completely lay down on flat. Yes, that's the better idea. Not on the ground, lay down on something soft, like a woman. A large, soft woman would be in order now. Or 2 small, soft ones. In fact, it'd be nice if you could get about 6 small and very soft ones. In a row. Probably alternating. No, in a row. Keep away from his ankle, though. I lay down in a row, one with her head to the north, and one with her head to the south, and next with her head to the north, and next with her head to the south. 4 ought to do it, don't you think? That's right. Otherwise, it polarizes. There certainly should be 4 girls who... 4 girls, please. Four soft females. 3 soft females and a long-haired boy. How's that? All we need is a little bitty help. Something to put the basis underneath us. We need something underneath us, a little bit of something underneath us. We'll pioneer our ass off for you. Just give us something soft to land on, to lay on, till we can just rest on. Years and years and years we've been fucking up our minds. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. With all these chemicals, and we can't even just get a few people, a few. A basis. An interlaced groundwork. That's right, and they can understand what's happened. They can at least see the bones there. Feet to the south, feet to the north, feet to the south, feet to the north. I hope we can get it off the ground. We haven't been able to do so well so far. This is like an enormous industrial display of all the chemicals and materials that we could possibly array. And we can't, even with all this stuff, get away, get away, get away. We've got to get off. We need some kind of launching pad. We've got to get off. We've got to get off. We need some kind of get around the soft. We've got to get off. We've got to get off. A launching pad, a softness. We've got to get off. We've got to get off. A launching pad, a softness. Touch something, anything. Touch something, anything. Touch yourself. That would be wild. He's a person. Please, a person. Come on. Let's work at it. Let's kiss it. It's been 50,000 years sitting here eating meat, sucking on its thumb. We can get it up. We can do it. We won't do it now, but we can at least threaten to do it. If we don't do it, the spades are going to show up in the Fillmore District and eat us all. We've got to move. The whole gold water in the situation scene is getting fiercer continually all the time. We've got to get it up off the ground. It's such a cup to drink of. We finally found the cup, but we won't throw it down. Go ahead, up. On, please. Come on. Do it. Lift it. You don't believe it. You people are sitting there listening to this shit. You paid your dollar, for Christ's sakes. You got your ticket. You might as well believe it. You can lift it. You can lift it. You've had it long enough, and you can gift it. You can lift it. You can lift it. You can get it off the ground. You can get off this. That's not bad. That's a first little wave here. We can, I could feel them working. I could feel about half a dozen people working. We might just hum them a little. Come on. It can't be done alone. We can't make it by ourselves. As soon as you do it alone, you get like Nijinsky and you sit for 35 years on the shelves of insanity saying, I'm God, if I'm by myself, we've got to do it together. Jerry Garcia coming that way. He'll try to blow it up. Think it off the ground. Move it up. We've been sitting here too long. Get it off the ground. Sing a new song. Feel it. It's all here. The signals for flight are wrapped around us every night like a quilt. We won't put it on. And we'll lay here until we're killed, until we're spilled out on the ground. Get it off the ground. Lift it. There, that's the way. There's a figure eight of eternity, and we can plug it into something. There's a last chance, and we can put it in. You can let the kids can do it. You're doing what your kids, you know the kids can do it. It's going to have to be in here with us. One last time. We made it one time. A little jump off the ground, though, the first time. Lift. Let's hear those cells bump together. Let's hear the marmalade of us going down in here with her. Of push, of rush, of get up off our tails and go again. Go ahead on up. Go ahead on up. Go ahead on up. We still here long enough. Go ahead. And they can't find it. They never will find it. We all know damn well they won't. They haven't been able to for 50,000 years looking at it that way. It requires an alteration. A change. Come on out here on the range, Sidewinder, and we'll fight it out. Objects? Oh, you mean the movie people are going under? The real objects are beginning to move around? That's an enormous concept. You mean cells and liver and stomachs, the whole thing? Bones? Flap, 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 flap. Objects. All around there's objects. All around there's objects. All around you. Feel them. Let them turn loose. Let them go. Butterscotch? Well, that's pretty good butterscotch. Where did you get it? It tastes to me like Dutch butterscotch.
Do you know that the railroad track that we've been riding on is owned completely? Completely owned, absolutely bought and paid for by the devil.
Do you know that the sky we've been breathing, do you know that the sun that we've been underneath and the shadow that we've been trying hard for so long underneath this leaving belongs to the devil? Do you know that these books that we've been reading and these looks that we've been giving each other belongs to the horned brother under the ground? Do you know that we've only one chance to reach out and touch that last living rod? It's his turn. It's good to be God. It's good to be God. To the God. There's just one thing more that I feel that I should mention. That the only way we're going to get out is by paying some kind of attention. And the only way attention is going to be stimulated is if somebody fires firecracker enough. Sky note.
only way isn't the lonely way. Although it may be lonely finding it sometimes. Hugh, you're bleeding!
Now, I really do feel that we're faced with a serious problem. How do we...
Because do you know what we have here? We have an army, a Nirvana army.
An army, have you seen? All around, but they don't hup to the old new tunes. And they know they're an army, and we know it. But we don't know exactly what direction we're marching. And we can't say because we don't know it all.
But some of you out there sit and do... And the ones that do, move. When there are four women won't lay down.
The management is what? Tricky. The management is there. They want us to stop.
I know.
And they're starving to be next door to each other as you're ripening and fall to the floor to each other. You're all...
The butcher is back.
The butcher is back. The butcher is back. The butcher is back. With a cut and a hack, the butcher is back.
He's cutting up pieces and feeding them
to me. The butcher is back. The butcher is back. The butcher is back.
It's full of worms and blood. It's meat. And it's all we're going to have to eat until we breathe nothing but nothing. Well, butcher is back. And now that it's cut up nicely and packaged, let's sell it to each other. Marinate it for about 24 straight hours, and then get it out there on that barbecue pit. That'll make a real social hit. I know some fun people from Atherton, and it's all we're going to have to eat until we breathe nothing but nothing. Butcher is back. And it's all we've got. It's cut up nicely and packaged. Let's sell it to each machinery. Marinate it for about 24 straight hours and get it out there on that barbecue. Yeah,
and if you get what we mean, the only way out of this armor is to love it,
love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it,
love
it,
love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
I believe I'll blow up a joint. That's one of the nice things about being exiled.
Well, I must first make this announcement that anything that I might do is entirely on my own. It reflects nothing on the school. I have come in here and completely commandeered the one little room with a wireless mic so that you can't find me no matter how you'd like to, you dirty cops. So I think I'll just blow up a joint.
Yes, I did. And I got completely annihilated in my head. Gaggle, ye guilties, while ye move, there goes the ruling Easter. For time's first bit will drive us mad. 2 weeks from my virgin's Easter. To anybody who's still listening, anybody who's still around, well, we didn't want very many. You notice we very artfully waited until they were... I know, it has been getting very arty. The head has not only become fat, but he's trying to paint. Do a lot of that kind of shit. Take art courses. But the important announcement is that in about 3 weeks, we're going to be holding the acid test graduation. the graduation ceremonies. It's no longer can you pass the acid test, but did you pass the acid test? And we don't know where we're going to have it yet, but it should be around Halloween. It may right be down in Union Square, in your own living room, but just be there. We're going to get some makeup and a lot of costumes, and we're going to, as Stuart Brand says, up-level everything one last time before we split, because if I'm laid finger on before this happens, you know what it is? They tell me it's 5 years for running. The cops are everywhere. There's no getting around it. There's cops inside and outside.
Looking for power. Every place but home.
And then look down.
And then look out. Cause the power don't work when it's plugged in down. Then look out. For one long, emancipated, twisted hour, we sit there looking. We look up and down, in and out, all around until the doubt was gone.
What's happening? What's happening? What just happened? What's about to happen? I'll tell you what's happening. There's deep sonorous falls trying to find some place to make calls with all you people out there running circles with your hands in your hair and not wanting to hear because it might mean another scene. It might refer to a different her than the one that we plugged into previously.
Let's send me to the moon, me to the moon. We don't do it soon, the moon's gonna start. Me to the moon, me to the moon.
Get somebody else to do something. We're tired.
Good. A long, long time ago,
let's hear those cells bump together. Let's hear the marmalade of us going down in human weather. push, of rush, of get up off our tails and go again. Go ahead on up, 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 go ahead. And they can't find it. They never will find it. We all know damn well they won't. They haven't been able to for 50,000 years looking at it that way. It requires an alteration, a change. Come on out here on the range, Sidewinder, and we'll fight it out. Objects? Uh-oh, you mean the movie people are going under? The objects are, the real objects are beginning to move around? That's an enormous concept. You mean cells and liver and stomachs, the whole thing? Bones? Flap, 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 flap. Objects. All around there's objects. All around there's objects. All around you. Feel 'em. Let them turn loose, let them go. Butterscotch. Where did you get it? It tastes to me like Dutch butterscotch. In fact, it's more like butter Dutch. Oh, good. Hot buttered thorns this year, folks. Get them right here. Hot buttered thorns, get them right here. Do you know that the railroad track that we've been riding on is owned completely, completely owned, absolutely bought and paid for by the devil? Do you know that the sky we've been breathing, do you know that the sun that we've been underneath and the shadow that we've been trying hard for so long underneath this leaving belongs to the devil? Do you know that these books that we've been reading and these looks that we've been giving each other belongs to the horned brother under the ground? Do you know that we've only one chance to reach out and touch that last living rod? It's to turn. It's good to be God, it's good to be God, because our God, God. Hey, by the way, you.
Yeah?
Whatever happened to that coat you had made out of meat? Yeah.
Which began to assimilate the army, I understand, from the next night's complaints. Cheesecake tastes like meat soup.
Did you eat the cheesecake? Handle. With care, they tell me. Handle. know, because it's hard to make it from in here because I really need those eyes. Why is there a lot of stuff hitting the feet, a lot of stuff hitting the feet. Good. Now that we've done that, and the turbines have all been accounted for, who's gonna shoe your flies, honey? Who's gonna kill your ants? Who's gonna swat your mosquitoes? When I'm off on the DDT dance, dance, dance.
With a serious problem. How do we...
Because do you know what we have here? We have an army, a Nirvana army. An army, if you see, all around, but they don't hop to the old new tunes. And they know they're an army, and we know it. But we don't know exactly what direction we're marching. And we can't say because we don't know it all. But some of you out there sitting do... And the ones that do, move. It's hard when their four women won't lay down. The management is what? Tricky, the management is there. They want us to stop. I knew it. You couldn't get four girls. And now, sounds to me like they're dragging stuff away. Sound like Jerry Garcia's made it?
Yeah, I'd like to see a bunch of marching around.
Right? A management would like to see a bunch of you boys marching.
Hey, listen. You know, okay, who Yeah. Hey, you know what we might try? Oh, little Jello, you're such a jiggly fellow. You're full of raisins and eyes.
Every person is a fool.
And they're starving to death next door to each other as you ripen and fall to the floor to each other. You're all. You got a bad throat on you there, kid. You got to look into that. What's the matter with your throat?
Learn meat?
What are
your
jobs? It's worse than your ankles and your elbows. No wonder they want to eat you. You've been there next to this cheese.
What was that? Who's that?
The butcher is back. With a cut and a hack, the butcher is back. He's cutting up pieces and feeding them to me.
The butcher is back.
It's full of worms and blood. It's meat. And it's all we're going to have to eat until we breathe nothing but nothing. Well, butcher is back. And now that it's cut up nicely and packaged, let's sell it to each other. Marinate it for about 24 straight hours, and then get it out there on that barbecue pit. That'll make a real social hit. I know some fun people from Atherton. It's all we've got. This armor is to love it, just a little piece. It doesn't need to be much. Hello. Yes, I did. Oh my God, I completely unleashed my head. Gaggle, ye guilties, while ye moo, ere crows the ruling geester. For time's first bit will drive us mad. Two beats for my virgin sister. I watched it harden. Hey, you.
We gotta get serious here for a minute. There's an announcement. Eat that girl, I know. Oh, you got her close by. How would you like to be queen for a day? How would you like to be on Heartline? Or, double date? Double date with the, Prince of Hate. He's coming over the bridge now. And best. Okay. What will she do? Let's start there.
But the important announcement is that in about 3 weeks, we're going to be holding the acid test graduation. The graduation ceremonies. It's no longer can you pass the acid test, but did you pass the acid test? And we don't know where we're going to have it yet, but it should be around Halloween. It may be down in Union Square, in your own living room, but just be there. We're going to get some makeup and a lot of costumes, and we're going to, as Stuart Brand says, up-level everything one last time before we split. Because if I'm laid finger on before this happens, you know what it is. They tell me it's 5 years for running. The cops are everywhere. There's no getting around it. There's cops inside and outside. Thank you.
at Usco, the day is divided right down the middle at about lunchtime, which is at 4:30 p.m. The morning period involves a high level or advanced level in basic astronautics. This includes the basic physical laws of spaceflight, propulsion systems, electronic systems, guidance systems, launch and operational procedures, and this sort of thing. In addition, they're getting a very concentrated course on the physiology of flight, atmospheric flight and spaceflight. After lunch, the men scatter in several directions. The men are continuing their aviation training. The purpose for the aviation training is to keep their skill high in the area of perceiving instrument and flight conditions, understanding those conditions and translating what they see into psychomotor and muscular actions so that they react to these conditions and react quickly, which they will have to do in the orbital flights. We also have two trainers here at the church, two simulators, on which the astronauts are learning their space flight mission. These simulators have actual flight instrument panels on them. The instruments are driven by an analog computer so that the pilot sees a presentation just like he will see in his capsule during space flight. In addition, in the afternoon periods, the astronauts are given time to do their own self-study programs. Each of the astronauts has been assigned to a specialized area of activity, and the astronauts are spent collecting all the information which is available on this particular subject, assembling it into note and outline and briefing forms, so they can the next day or the day after present this subject material to the other astronauts. They also take their physical training in the afternoon period, sporting activities which involve vigorous physical activity on an individual basis. They do a great deal of what we call skin diving. This does two things. One, it gives them familiarization with breathing discipline, that is, breathing under very controlled conditions. And in addition, it is a very vigorous sport, so that it keeps them in good physical condition.